Thank you for listening to the weekly messages of New Providence Primitive Baptist Church. To subscribe to our podcast, hear other messages, or learn more about us, please visit nppbc.com.
Amen. Turn with us tonight to Psalms chapter number 91. Psalms chapter number 91. Appreciate the Lord. Thank God for what He's let us feel today. What a privilege to be in the house of God and just experience His presence. You know, there's people all over this land that if you convince them that you could really feel the presence of God, they may just flock to figure out what it's all about. But we have the privilege as God's people to experience His closeness. And I'm thankful for that tonight. Pray for the reading of the Word. And ask you'll just open your hearts and be a part of it. Psalms chapter number 91. We'll begin at verse number 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. That's all we want to read tonight. Bow with us, Father. Thank you for your word. Open it to our hearts, Father, all that's here. And Lord, if there's some, God, who are hardened against it, I pray that you'd, Lord, as only you can, soften that heart, God, that they might receive the encouragement from it and recognize the importance to get near of it. We bless you now for what you're going to do. We're trusting you in all of this. As we ask it, we believe it, praying it all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. 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 He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's several things tonight that I want us to see from the scripture. We're not going to preach from every verse, but several of them tonight, at least a few of them, I want to focus on. Because I can say tonight that there's some things that we need of God. It feels like that when it comes to dwelling with God, that some of us don't want to stay long. But the word itself, that word dwell, by implication, it means to remain. It means to stay there. It means to hold out. Causatively, it means to marry or to settle down. And I'm talking about the word dwell. Now, when the psalmist said, he that dwelleth in the secret place, what he's saying is he said, those that have made up their mind that when I get to that place of God, that place where I am in Christ, I'm going to stay there. I'm going to settle down. I'm not going to have a heart that longs to be somewhere else. I won't have a spirit that longs to still be in this world. No, when I get to that secret place, I'm going to stay there. I'm going to dwell there. I'm going to make my abode there. I'm going to settle down and make my stay right there. Now, there's a lot of people in this world. I believe they do, like many do in marriage today. They think, well, if I don't like it, I can get a divorce. I can just get out of it. May I say to you today, if that's the way you're serving God, you need to change your mind. You need to make up your mind that in Christ, you just want to stay. You just want to lodge there. You want to be there and not go anywhere else. Oh, what a good thing for the people of God to make up their mind that I'm going to go to Christ and I ain't going nowhere else. I'm not going to share my affections with this world. I'm not going to give up and let this world, amen, run me every direction. I'm going to simply focus my heart on Him, and I'm going to dwell in that place that's secret. Amen. You think about what the secret place means.
I thought about this. It's as simple as recognizing that not everybody knows it. Amen. When something's a secret, it's something that's private between a few, maybe one or two, maybe a few more. But when it comes to the secret place of the Most High, may I say to you today, I live in a world that have no idea, amen, that I'm in Christ. They don't have any idea what it means, amen, to live, to dwell in this secret place. I mean, to set up your abode there, amen, to give up the tent and to give up the traveling and the sojourning, but to lay down all that you have in that place which is Christ Jesus. Oh, blessed is the man. Blessed are those, the people, those that make up their mind to dwell in the secret place. We live in a world today with people that they think they serve God. They have a religion and they may go to church and somehow think that that's the secret place. Hey, this ain't the secret place. This building ain't my secret place. No, that ain't what the psalmist is talking about. Amen. He's talking about something way more private than that. He's talking about the place, friend, that nobody else can get into. Amen. When you think about the secret place, it's members only. Amen. It's only the children of God that can come into the place I'm talking about. Amen. It's large and it's good. And it's a place of bounty and grace. It's a place where the mercy of God and the love of Christ flows for us. Amen. I believe I just want to stay there. Amen. I don't want to go anywhere else. If my affections were split, friend, I'd be backslid on God. But I want you to know that the people of God need to dwell in the secret place. Yeah, there's a secret place. Say, preacher, how do I get there? All I can tell you, amen, all I can tell you is you've got to go through Christ to get in. Amen. There's a code to the door. Amen. There's a way, friend, that you can get into the secret place. There's a place, friend, that God wants you to be in. He wants you to come in out from under this world. And he wants you to find your rest and to find what you need. Listen, this world is driving people mad today. All around us, suicide higher than it's ever been. You want to know why? Because people ain't got no secret place to go. They can't escape the chaos of this world. They can't escape the maddening of the wickedness that goes on everywhere. But thanks be to God, I've got a place that I can go to. Amen. Amen. I've got a place where I can go. Hey, God has made a place for me that the devil can't get to. He don't have opportunity to come into the secret place of the Most High. Amen. It's just for you. God made a place for you. You say, where's that place, preacher? It's in Christ. It's in Christ. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, there is therefore now no more condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Did you know I'm in Christ today? Thanks be unto God. He's in me and I'm in him. And I'll tell you right now, when you get in Christ, you found the secret place. When you get into Christ, you found the secret place. Did you know the world ain't allowed in it? It's a secret place. They might know of it. They might have slipped in on a church service and saw people maybe in it, but they've never been in there, because you can't get in the secret place of the Most High until you've been born again. Because, friend, it's in Christ. That's where we find our refuge. Look what he said. He said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now that word abide means to stay permanently. To stay permanently. When you abide somewhere, it means that you have made up your mind that this is going to be the place that I dwell. Now we start by dwelling, and then we get to where we abide. Now that dwelling, that going into the secret place of the Most High, friend, that's our salvation. And that's when we get into the place where we are in Christ. And Christ is in us. One man said it like this. He said, it's like a drop of water in the ocean. Amen. The water's in the ocean and the ocean's in the water. It's all the one thing. When you get in Christ today, you get to experience his fullness. Amen. He doesn't give to me in a partial amount, but he has given to me the fullness of his Holy Spirit. And what we find in that secret place, friend, is that we're able to abide there. We're able to make up our mind that I'm going to stay permanently. Some of you may have on your mind today, I believe I'll go back out to the world next week. I believe I'll live for the devil next week. May I say to you today, you've not made up your mind yet. Amen. And to dwell and to abide with God. But you need to get there. You need to get to that place where there's nothing else that pulls from your affections, but you give everything you've got to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And you get into that place where there's safety and there's refuge. Friend, God will help you today, but you've got to be in Christ and he's got to be in you. The Apostle Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Amen. When I got made a new creature, when I got born again, I got in Christ. Amen. He let me in the secret place. Amen. A place where it is privileged for the privileged of God today. A place, friend, you've got to have the credentials to get into and to abide there. It's a private community, and thank God it's gated. Amen. It keeps the world out, and it keeps the enemy out. You say, preacher, is that so? Look at verse number 2. The Bible said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Let me say to you today, we need a place that we can call a refuge, a place where we can come out of the storm, a place where we can get out of the wind and the chaos of this world. We need a place where we can come into and experience the safety of the refuge of God. You say safety? Yeah. He said, if you abide in this place, you'll dwell under his shadow. You'll be under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. I don't know if that makes you happy, but it does me. Amen. When you get into the secret place of God, friend, there's a great umbrella over that one. Amen. And the world can't get into it. I'll tell you right now, there's things of this world that may plague you. They may bother you. They may afflict you. But friend, there's something in my heart, and there's a place where my heart is in that I am able to find refuge from this storm. I am able to find the strength that I need peace, friend. I need deliverance every day. And you can find it in Christ today. Yeah, he said if you abide there, you can abide under the shadow of the Most High. Oh, under the shadow of the Almighty. I thought about how God would fit under his shadow all of those that are born again. Amen. It must be a giant shadow. Amen. If he's going to encompass all them. But let me tell you something, friend. When you get under the roof, top of God, when you get in that refuge, that place of asylum, that place where you're able, amen, to step out of the craziness of this world, friend, you can find the peace of God there. I don't know about you, but I'm not interested in what this world has to offer. I'm not interested, friend, in the things of this world, for I've done found a good place to dwell. I've done found a place to set up abode. I've done found where the shadow of the Almighty, amen, covers me day after day, and it's in Christ Jesus tonight. Amen. I'm glad I'm in Christ. For if you're in Christ, there's a scripture in the New Testament says that we're hid. We're hid. As Moses was hid in the cleft of the rock. Amen. We're hid today in Christ Jesus. He's our refuge. We live, friend, as the people of God under the shadow of the Almighty. I don't know about you, but that's the definition of grace to me. I live under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. You can't help but get blessed if you're a child of God. You say, preacher, I don't know what you're talking about. Then come on in here. Amen. Quit staying out in this world. Make up your mind, amen, to be single-minded about this place. Amen. If you'll make up your mind that you're not willing to live in both places, friend, yeah, he'll let you in there. And you can set up a boat and you can experience God in his goodness in Christ. I'm hid in Christ. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The psalmist said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is the place where I can go and find peace, where I can find rest for myself, rest for my soul. It's in Christ. Too many times, you know, we sacrifice opportunities to be in the very place where we get that refuge because we choose to stay in the world. You know, God doesn't make me come in out of the storm. Amen. If I want to mess around out there, amen, if I want to jump the fence and get out there where the grass seems greener, you're going to find out that there's a lot of hard things out in this world. And the best place is at His feet. Mary found the good part. Amen. She wasn't willing to get up from that spot. Amen. Even though Martha may have ridiculed her, even though she was trying to get her to, Jesus said, leave her alone. She's found the good part, and it will not be denied her. Thanks be unto God. When I decide, Greg, that I'm going to come out of the storm and go into that sweet refuge of Christ, friend, He welcomes me every time. And friend, if you'll just make up your mind, there is always a place of refuge for the people of God. He said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He's the place where I can find peace. But not only that, He said, He's my fortress. You know what a fortress is, right? By definition, a fortress is a fenced area. It is a place with great high walls that are impenetrable to the enemy. I like being in the fortress, don't you? I like being in that place where the devil can't get to me. Amen. Amen. I know that tomorrow I'm going to have to get up and I'm going to have to get back and get out in the world. But I don't have to be of the world. Amen. And the world don't have no part of me. I might have to be in it and I might have to live in it and might have to work in it. But friend, I don't have to love it and I don't have to be of it. And we can still be in a fenced in place with God, even though we dwell in this world today. And whether you're going to school or whether you're going to work or whether you have something else that you do, you can say, He is my refuge. He is my shelter. He is that place where I can get out of the storm. But He is also my defense. He is that walled city. He is that place that I can walk around and, friend, be in total comfort. I can trust in Him because He is my defense. He is all that I need. It's all in Christ. I'm afraid today that many have sacrificed the sanctity of that holy place, being under the shadow of the Almighty, experiencing the refuge and the fortress that He is. What the psalmist said was, he said, in Him will I trust. Look at verse number 4. He said, He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. Under His wings shalt thou trust. Maybe that's the umbrella he was talking about, or the shadow. Maybe it's simply as Jesus said, I would have gathered you as a hen doth her brood, but you would not. Or if we can just get into that place where we're in that refuge and in that fortress, in that place where it's in Christ and the world can't get to it, you'll find what the psalmist found, that His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Look at verse number 9. We'll finish right here. Verse number 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. A habitation, just the meaning of habitation, the word means abode. It's a dwelling place. For God, the habitation was the tabernacle or the temple. For animals, their habitation is their den or their nest or their lair. But for men, for people, our habitation is our home. It's that place where we live. And according to the psalmist, he said, because thou hast made the Lord thy habitation. You say, preacher, are you saying that I can live in the Lord? Well, that's what he's been saying for the last 9 verses. Is that what he's telling us to do, is to be in Christ. To experience the fullness of Christ, we need to dwell in that secret place, that place that is exclusive to God's children, That place that is only for those that have been born again, washed in his blood. Those that have been saved by his grace. That's the ones that have access to that secret place. And he allows us, friend. He bids us to come into that place. Amen. You can live out there if you want to. I'm not interested. Amen. I think I'll just stay in Christ. I just want to dwell in that place where I am under his shadow. I want to be in that place, friend, where I am within the refuge and in the walls of that defensed city. I want to know that he is my shield and he is my buckler. I want to know that I can walk and trust and know that every evil thing of this world, though he said 10,000 fall on your right hand, he said he will not suffer them to come to you. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of help I need. I need somebody that's going to be with me that made a place for me. Say, preacher, how do I get in this place? I don't know if I know where you're talking about. There's only one way to get into Christ, and that's through believing in the death, the burial, and the resurrection. If you'll receive him as your Savior, friend, you get to come in. Amen. How many know the place I'm talking about? Oh, it's so wondrous. Amen. How many times do you run back into the shelter of God each day? I do. All the time. Amen. We may have to live in this world, but we don't have to be of it. And when you're living in this world, here's what I can assure you. You've always got the refuge right there. But you've got to make up your mind to stay there. To dwell there. To abide there. Come get a song if you would. I like the part where he said with the dwelling part that causatively the word itself means to marry. It means to settle down. It means to make up your mind to stay there. And I'm glad that I've got a place like that. I really had thought about, I was going to have to preach this morning, but it was the wrong crowd. God knew that. This is a crowd that needs this message. You have a place. Thank God, thank God. We have a place. That place is in Christ. I realize it's hard to understand some of this, but when it comes right down to it, I am in Christ and Christ is in me. Now, for me to be in Christ, he had to first come in me. But the very day that he came in and he set up abode, and Greg, he's been faithful to me. He's never left me. I mean, from the very first second that he came in, he said, I ain't leaving. But he gives me the choice of whether to stay. He gives me the choice. Now he's done moved in. But there's times, Alfred, that my heart goes astray. And I wander outside of that secret place. And there's times that he has to leave the 99. Safe. Where? Safe. In the fold, in the secret place, under the shadow, under his wings, whatever you want to call it. The psalmist was doing his best to give you every kind of reference he could about how good it is in that refuge, in that fortress, that defensed place. But sometimes he's got to go outside and he's got to bring me back in. When a person comes back home to God, you know what they're doing? They're just coming back to the secret place. They're coming back to that place of refuge and peace. And you know that tonight, if you don't right now. You can know in your heart that you're back home, that you're back under the shadow of the Almighty, that you're under his feathers and under his wings. You're experiencing the goodness of his refuge and shelter. The asylum of having a place that ain't a campsite. It's my home. Let me read. I marked this scripture. Seemed like the Holy Spirit just had this one to share with us tonight in Hebrews chapter number 11. He said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance. Remember, what we're learning in the Old Testament studies is that everything that was done then was a picture of something that was coming better. Listen to it again. He said, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place. You know where God was calling him, Lenny? He would call it the promised land. But you know what it was? It was a secret place. It was the place of the Most High. And the Bible said, which he should receive for an inheritance, he obeyed and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Listen, he said, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise. Now, sojourn means you're not staying. Right? All of the terms that I gave you before, dwelling, abiding, habitation, all three of those, all three of them carry a permanence about them. The Bible said that when Abraham walked that land, the promised land, that he sojourned, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Listen to what he said. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises. They didn't know it yet, Paul, that what they were looking for is what I would get. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. But then Christ came. And on that day, Craig, he started inviting us in. What Abraham was looking for was Christ. He was looking for a place that he wouldn't need his tent no more, because he didn't aim to ever move it once he found that place. In Christ. In Christ. I'm so glad to be saved. I'm so glad that I know the secret place of the Most High. I thank God for letting us in, Alfred. And I cherish with all my heart every opportunity to be in there with you, to experience the refuge and the fullness of God. Listen, if you're on the outside tonight looking in, if you're a child of God today, you just have to come back home. You just got to come back home. You know where the secret place is. You've been there if you're a child of God. You've been in that place. That place that where you laid your head on your pillow, you knowed it was well with your soul. That's good, ain't it? You know what it's like to be under his shadow and not even have to look over your shoulder, because you don't fear anything. You're not worried. I didn't read the parts in the middle there, verses 6 and 7 and 8, but what he said was, he said, you don't have to be feared of anything at night or day. Two different verses. He mentioned the terror by night and the arrow that flieth by day. No, when you're in the secret place, there's no terror there. There's no arrows from the enemy's darts. There's none of that coming our way. Sometimes you just need to quit this world and get into the secret place for a while. Let God restore your soul. fill you up. The psalmist knew what it was about, and I think some of you do. You know what it's about. When we meet the conditions and we get into that place that he promised Abraham, the secret place of the Most High, you're going to find all that the soul longs for right there. I'm glad sometimes it's in this place. Sometimes it just feels like this roof is the shadow of the Almighty. But thanks be to God, it ain't just this roof. It's wherever I go. I can whisper his name and with seconds be under the shadow, under his wings. Just like that, I can be under his wings and experience the refuge, the joy. Well, you know the message. Let's stand as we sing. If you're here tonight, maybe you're on the outside and you need to come in. Why don't you come in? Come in out of the storm. Come in out of the terror by night and the arrow by day. Why don't you let God just restore your soul for a minute? He can help you tonight.